Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
With Mario. Mario, what you talking about?
Know your role and shut your mouth.
That's right. Episode 2 is how we get down. It's the Final Approach Podcast. What up? It's Mario. You get things cracking. We're a little late. We had a couple things going on. My boy Bobby Digital's on it, though, so it's all gravy. Oh, boy. All right, here's the deal. We're on Facebook Live, and obviously we're recording. We're going to stick this up later. So if you want to get in any comments or any questions, feel free to just hit us up on Facebook. We're rolling live, and you could easily comment, ask a question, do whatever. I got a couple reports I want to run through just on flyway stuff to kind of give you an idea on what's happening and what's going on. So we could run through that. I see my boy Corey Hart's checking us out in Missouri. So the first thing I'll get to is we're going to start up FA Fridays again. That's starting tomorrow, which would be Friday the 1st. It's Halloween night, kind of. We're just getting cracking. So we're going to start FA Fridays tomorrow. That's free stuff, and all you got to do is, you know, click to win. It's pretty simple, so you can kind of get in on that. So that's all starting tomorrow. Hey Bobby, can you grab me, there's a FA hard drive over there, a little one with the little duck on it. That's where all my reports are. I forgot, I gotta pull that over. Awesome. Can you give me that cord too, because I don't have that one over here. So I got a couple reports that I'll run through. Corey's holler at me from Missouri, so I'm going to get the Midwest up. Everybody's getting some cold temperatures, which is awesome. So it's about time we maybe get a real winter this year, and one that doesn't just come and freeze us out and then just gets lost and then takes all the birds with it. We don't need that, okay? So we're trying to get as up-to-date info as we can. So let me pull some info for you guys. Another thing for you guys to check out is make sure you hit up our YouTube channel. We got a bunch of videos up there on how to anything, any of the products, what's going on, some hunting tips, some other stuff. We're adding videos to that like every day. So all you got to do is hit that up and go there. Tyler just checked in from Northeast Missouri. Thanks, Tyler. I'm going to try to get you guys. Maybe you've been seeing some other stuff too, but I'm going to get to Corey's read here in a second, and a couple other guys to kind of get everybody kind of updated, because that's really what everybody wants to know. It's getting cold, birds are moving, and that's what we need. So I could start us in Missouri. Corey said there's been snows and specks ripping through all week, and then hammering fields in the afternoons, and he said big water showing a lot of birds. So lots of stuff going on, so you guys are starting soon, so be ready for that. Thank you, Steve, who's shouting out from Illinois on the St. Louis, near St. Louis. Let's see what else I got going. Well, let's start way up north. Like, we just got back from Canada. We had Riley on last week talking about everything that he went through. That was the guy who won the hunt that we gave away last year, and we are going to have another hunt that we're going to give away. Just stay tuned, and we'll probably have details around April. But my buddy Brad Fenson, who's an outdoor writer up in Canada, he's in Alberta. There's still lots of mallards and honkers up there. Southern Alberta seemed to be loaded. The snow geese, which this is the craziest thing, the snow geese are slowly starting to slip through now. But he's saying there's lots of food to hold them up there. I mean, usually the snows have ripped through already, but man, they have just taken their time this year. So I think the snows is going to be kind of a slower thing, but I think when it starts, it's going to be gangbusters. So be ready to do that when they get going. My buddy D. Draper, who's in Utah, these are all friends of the family, let's call them. We don't have any influencers or ambassadors at this point. I just got friends of the family, let's call it. You know what I mean? So that's what I got. So D's saying they're in the end of a split on their goose season. When it resumes, which is coming this weekend, lows in the teens, a lot of geese will be moving around. And he said a lot of the farmers have begun to chop corn in the central and south end of the state. So perfect timing for the migrating birds ripping through to get down there. He said some still water's freezing on the golf courses and the other stuff, which would be good for everybody. They'll have to start moving to the salt or other places. and if you got a report and you want to throw it in, just hit us up on Facebook Live and throw it in there. Give me some brief info and we'll bust it up for everybody so they know what's going on. And of course, D's got his swan tag. He said the swan numbers are kind of picking up too, so that should be popping in the next 2 weeks too. So that's there. If you want to go all the way over to Ohio, Steven Reinhold. Steven and I are heading down to Oklahoma this weekend. I leave in the morning. He's already down there. So we're supposed to hook up with Evan at Tornado Country Outfitters and give him a go down there in Oklahoma. They open this weekend, and he said it's just loaded with birds. So they had a little, the guys up north there of them had a little bit of snow and some other stuff and cold, and it's pushed a ton of birds down. So, and you could shoot cranes in Oklahoma, so that should be an adventure. So we just did that in Saskatchewan, so we can go down there and chase those and get after it. So that's pretty good. Goose and duck season's open in Ohio. They're going okay. Still lots of crops in the fields and standing. So as soon as the harvest starts, they'll be, you know, best is yet to come there. So you can kind of hold that slot and be ready. Shout out to Dave in Northwest Indiana. Thanks for checking us out. Rich Yoder, my homeboy in Pennsylvania, who just got hitched. He got married in October, like the beginning of October. He's like, hey, can you come to the wedding? I go, bro, don't you know it's duck season? Like, are you nuts? Come on, Rachel, get with the program. Come on. You know what I'm saying? So, he said waterfowl season is a few weeks away, but the geese are starting to pile in. Lots of migrators, and still the residents are active. Duck season was slow, which I get that. That's PA for you. But the river ducks and the big water ducks and everybody else, you'd be chasing them pretty quick. So that's coming. That's coming pretty soon. And I got Corey's. Travis is in Washington, so Travis is just north of me, so I'm in Oregon. So Travis started in Saskatchewan like me. Lots of juvies, he said, on the snows and specs, and they got into the snows pretty good. We got into the Ross geese thick. So he said very little birds here in Washington, and still shooting locals, so I get it. So the big numbers are yet to push. So we just started pushing a little bit of ducks and getting going now, so it's gonna get better. So all you got to do is hang in there and be ready to go. Let's see. Here's Tyler. Tyler's giving me info. He's got a good push of ducks in last night in northeast Missouri and some honkers. I know, about an inch and a half of snow. I know the guys that talked to the guys at Rogers Sporting Goods today. They got a pile of snow. About 2 inches. So lots going on across the country. So, if you're getting a ton of weather, man, it's going to start. So, big shout outs to, a lot of our partners. These are the folks that went to Canada with us and did a bunch of business with us and did a bunch of work with us this year already. Shout out to my people at Benelli and Federal Ammo and Mossy Oak. And then we also, had the guys from Camp Chef up there. And Pattermaster, always helping us, and Camp Chef. So big shout out to those guys in Leupold as well. Like I said, last time we talked, there is a ton of new products out on the FA side. You could hit us up at fabrand.com. You go to Instagram, you go to our Facebook page, you can hit up our YouTube channel. I mean, I just put up a bunch of sound files and actual like sound videos of the new FA calls. honker call, duck call, speck call, snow goose call. So those are up, and we have everything else going on. Bags, layout blinds. As you know, the layout blinds are, I mean, that's what started the company in 93. The cool thing is I actually spoke to Ron Latchaw this past week, who is obviously the founder, if you don't know your info. Ron Latchaw is the founder of Final Approach. He started the company, and he made a slider blind was what it was called. And actually, a guy was listening a while ago last week and said, hey, I have one of those slider blinds. I want to get in touch with Ron and get it to him. So him and Ron talked or whatever. So I don't know what they're going to do there, but he did have a slider blind, which blows me away. Cause that's a long time ago. That is a long time ago. So that's 93. Oh, Bill Saunders is on up in Washington, up in Tri-Cities. What up, Bill? Bags this year, blinds, anything that you see that is in a blue logo, that's how you know the stuff is new. Okay, all the old stuff will be in red, bags, everything else. Everything this year is blue. So if you want to check out anything new, hit up the FA site. We're also sold exclusively through Rogers Sporting Goods, so you could hit up Rogers and go to the website and just rip through it. Corey was up at the store today. He's in Missouri. He just hit me up. He said, yeah, I saw a ton of stuff today. So he's pretty pumped. So a lot of stuff going on. New blind bag, new backpack. The backpack is incredible. There's just a lot of stuff going on with the brand. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to just come back and bring it to where it was when we started it. I actually got in a long time ago, and it was one of the first companies I ever did anything with. So this is like going back to my roots, and I'm able to do this that I love and this for this company. You know, this was if you're younger and you don't know the history of this, you know, go back and do a little info. Incredible history of the brand. The brand was just ripping. I mean, first layout blinds ever. Everybody was going crazy, grabbing them, and some folks couldn't even understand it and what to do with it. But the real killers were like, oh yeah, this is about to be on. So we're just trying to get back to there and then take it to the next level as well. You know, there was a few years where the brand was owned by several different companies, and there was some sections where there was just, you know, a few things wrong with the manufacturing, and, you know, I mean, there was just some issues, you know what I mean? So my son just got home from school. What up, Cole? Okay. All right, bub. So, you know, there was a time where that wasn't that great. You know what I mean? We admit it. We weren't around then. I wasn't in charge. We didn't have the people in place that we do now. We didn't have the hardcore waterfowlers that are in place now. I mean, everybody that has their hand in the Final Approach business right now and brand is a waterfowler, hunts as many days as they can, lives it, eats it, breathes it, like the whole nine. So, shout out from Travis in, Missouri. He said, not much going on in West Central Missouri. Cornfields are mostly cut, but they still have standing beans. So that's all right, bro. Near Clinton. You'll get there. It's coming. Dave said he loves his new backpack. Yeah, bro. There's 8 million pockets in that backpack. It's bananas. What up, Colin? PA. Ray Jackson's watching. What up, Ray? So lots going on with the brand. Like I said, we're just trying to get back to where we were. We did a ton of stuff on the layout blinds. There will be a new blind next year that we're working on to take us to the next level. There's some other things in the works. I mean, we're already working on some other bags and some other things and accessories and stuff to help you in the field. You know, the one thing that I could tell you about about the brand is that we're not here to, you know, make another SKU, make another item. SKU is a term we use, you know, on the retail side. So we're not here to make another item just to make another item to sell it to you, like make it in this camo or do this. Like, we're not trying to do that. We're just trying to make stuff that you will use in the field and be more successful in the field, be more comfortable. Whatever we can do to help you, that's what we're trying to do. So that's what we're up to. So what I'm thinking about doing, Bobby, I didn't get a report from Steve in Sacramento, so I might try Steve and see if he's around. Let's see. We'll see if he picks up. He's probably going to curse at me, probably, which would be my guess. If he picks up. Because he's late on his report. But there's not much going on in Sacramento, so. Well, they might have some early specs and some. They usually have the specs. So. All right, he ain't around. Thanks, bro. Thanks for the report. What a clown. No kidding. If you're international, hit us up because we're starting to move in that international market as well. Canada, please bear with me if you're listening, watching, whatever. Just get through this year with me because we got a lot going on. Oh, here we go. Hey, don't say anything. You're on the podcast, bro. Don't curse. I mean, you can, but.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I didn't get your report, bro, so tell me what's going on down there. Do you guys have any birds or the specs there or what's happening? Anything?
Actually, we got a ton of birds.
You did?
It's actually very, very surprising for this time of year.
Yeah.
Specs are full force, mm-hmm. and people are killing them, and I think it's a lack of water right now.
Yeah.
All our rice obviously
isn't
even harvested or filled up yet. So,
right.
You know, availability of water and food at the same place is kind of exploiting them.
Right.
So, but other than that, I mean, it'll die off, you know, through the month of November.
Right. Like, and then it'll pick back up when you get more.
I'll get all their water. And,
yeah.
And everybody's, you know, a little pressure gets put on them down here.
Do you know is everybody behind on pumping, or what are they going to do, or when are they going to start pumping?
No, that's actually normal. We don't, I mean, even like my club, we don't even get water till Thanksgiving.
I got
We're going to get a little early this year. Thank God the farmer's taking off to Cabo.
Right.
Taking his check and going on vacay.
There you go. So you'll get some a little
early.
He's got to
go November 11th, so we're about 2 weeks early.
Well, that'll be good for you guys because not a lot of people, you'll be probably. You're probably wearing them out a little bit before everybody else because nobody's got water.
Correct. Ah. Well, I mean, that's kind of average. I mean, we get these late rains and the rice doesn't get in till late, doesn't get off till late. And,
right.
You know, water districts do their thing and then they shut you off. So they try to, you know, make sure the water is available all the way through. So we don't pump it early just because it's kind of a waste of time and money.
Well, it's been, believe it or not, it's been dry up here, which is crazy, but.
I was going to say, aren't you guys raining like 28 hours out of a 24-hour day?
Right now, we're actually – how long have we been dry, Bobby? How long have we been dry? Like 10 days almost?
7 days.
7 days? That's like a miracle.
Wow.
See, Bobby's also the weather. Bobby, what's your handle on the weather deal?
At Bobby Corser.
So if you need weather tips, like if you're around the country and you go – hey, I need some weather. I need some real info. You can hit up Bobby. He's the man on the weather. So
let me ask you this. Does he get it right during the summer, but completely like the rest of the weathermen get it wrong during duck season?
No, Bobby gets it right during duck season. He's off in the summer. He don't care. He just goes, hey, bro, it's going to be hot. Put flip-flops on later. Like,
well, you know what I mean? Funny is this year our opener.
Yeah.
What did we get? Opening day was, you know, opening day is always good.
Yeah.
But our Sunday... 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, you guys
it was
50 are well,
down here, and they smashed them.
Yeah. What's so, where are the fires at? South of you, obviously, but are you guys getting...
Yeah, it's all in the Bay Area and Sonoma. It's,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's down in the Santa Rosa area where they were hit before, but I don't think it has anything to do with the electric companies or anything, and obviously it was started on the on those 50-mile-an-hour wind days, and they couldn't get control of it. It was
I remember,
absolutely
I remember
ridiculous.
I remember you doing patrol on that, and just the video and stuff you sent was just ridiculous, bro. So yeah,
it was,
shout out
it was
to those
like
people and
Walking Dead.
Oh man,
Walking Dead. You ever seen that?
Yeah, it's like it looked like Zombieland. No doubt, you're right. Unbelievable,
yeah,
like
nuts.
Just devastation. Yeah, there's no doubt, no doubt.
It's sad. It's sad. But
it is.
Unfortunately, you know, it's California.
I know. Yes, the Republic of California. The United Republic.
Don't get me started on that one.
No, we're not going to go there. Hey, so Saskatchewan, you were only up there for a little bit. What did you see? Anything else that I didn't talk about? I said there was a lot of Rosses. It seemed like the snows hadn't moved through, really, the adult and just juvie snows. It was just a lot of Rosses. What about you? Anything different?
I was in the very north end of Saskatchewan.
Right.
As far as you can get up there.
Right.
And it was surprising. I got up there. I went late. I usually go for 5 weeks a year, and obviously I had some surgery issues with my leg, and so I didn't get up there till I think I spent the last 8 days of our season, which the 14th through the 22nd of October or something like that.
Right.
And I was surprised to see grinds of – they only stayed for like 2 days. You would see grinds of snows and, you know, juvies, adults, a lot of juvies.
Right.
I thought, you know, there's, if you talk to a couple buddies of mine who were up there earlier, he said he saw a lot of adults. But I was surprised that late in the season to see him hitting that northern part of Saskatchewan.
That's
now,
what
I went
they're
4 hours
slow.
South of there.
Yeah.
October, you know, usually they're pushed through for the most part, but I would say only 2 hours south of there.
Right.
And there was hundreds and thousands of specks and snows,
yeah,
which was surprising for me because usually they're pushed through and gone by then.
Yeah.
So,
it's a late move on them. So, you know, what are you going to do?
And we had great weather. I mean, honestly,
oh, yeah,
at the end of October, you're hunting in snow. It was lows of 20,
right,
highs of 45. I mean, it wasn't bad at all. It was very mild. So, you know, it's obviously nothing's freezing up completely up there, so it's kind of holding up the migration. But like I said, that was very surprising when I got back down here to see the amount of birds that were actually down here.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. I think the best is yet to come. I think, like I said, I think we're gonna have a real winter, a real slow, steady winter, and we can lean on them and not, you know, just fall apart. You know what I mean? Just like they're here, they're gone. So I think we're gonna have a decent year.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
Not a problem. We'll talk to you guys.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Later. All right. So that was Steve down in Sacramento, California. Just chit chat with him. I just saw Rob Reynolds is watching up in Alberta at Ranchland Outfitters. We were up there. So Rob, I'm calling you in a couple minutes here. Terry Holmes. I'm guessing that's Terry Holmes in New Zealand, the Sasquatch. Hairiest man I've ever seen in my life. Should have been in the circus. Old Chewy. Stevie Rogers is checking us out. What up? So far it seems like everybody's kind of getting a decent go of winter and getting going. So I think that's pretty damn good. It's about time we finally get a real winter with, like I said, just steady, even weather, doesn't blow in and blow out, so we can kind of, you know, chase them, and they're not just here one day and gone. So, I mean, I'm hoping that we just, you know, just get into them hard. So, I think the best is yet to come. So, we'll see what's up. I'm going to call Rob and see what he's got going on up there, because I think they're done, and he's probably guiding... He's probably taking deer guys or something.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, what up?
What's up, homie?
Yeah. Just chit-chatting with everybody I know, kind of putting out the word of what's going on, and, you know, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Trick-or-treating?
No, bro. We're going to go. My son, Colt. So Cole's dressing up as Forrest Gump tonight. So,
oh, good. What about dad?
Dad's gonna be a grumpy old man. That's what I'm gonna be.
Hey, that's what I am.
No, get out.
Yeah.
That's a hot costume this year, bro.
Yeah.
What are the kids doing? What are they dressing up as? Because I want to know what the youngest one is being, because the youngest one is a firecracker.
Stetson's a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And Remington's got his hockey gear on with two black eyes. So, yeah.
I love it.
So he might be easy enforcer. I think they got him flip flop. They should be the
They should be the other way around. Well, guess what? I could pretty much throw some money that Stetson will be in the bushes scaring somebody tonight because he probably thinks that's funny.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I guarantee that's going to happen if it hasn't happened already. So,
yeah.
Hey, how did you? Are you guys
Good
done?
Deal.
Are you guys done up there, guiding?
Oh yeah, we're done with hunters and on to deer season.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, deer season opens, so it'll be
Of
a circus up here.
Oh, I guarantee. Yeah. What is it? Rifle deer opens?
That's right.
Oh my God.
I was just cruising down the road, just a mile from home, and there was a feed of Canada's still in the field, so. Mm. It's just right at freezing here right now, but we're kind of it's almost a done deal up here in Alberta.
So what about had the snows pushed through heavy then at a certain point, or they're still yet to move really thick?
Well, I don't know. This was an odd year for us. We didn't see the number of snows that we normally do, but yeah, last year was kind of the same actually. But you know, the ducks and the darks. Were enjoyable, so
right
that made up for any of them white devils.
You think the snows are moving at night and just moving through? What do you think?
I don't know. Like,
you think they're taking the bus?
We still, you know, when you were up here, you saw that there are a lot of crops still to be cut.
Correct.
And early on, I think maybe some of them just. Didn't stop here.
Just rolled through.
Just kept on going a little bit.
Yeah.
That's my little theory, but what do I know?
No, listen, everybody knows their area, you know, especially, you know, for how much you guys scout and what you guys do. We're talking to Rob Reynolds up at Ranchland Outfitters up in Alberta. I call it the world's finest outfitting service for waterfowl. That's what I call it. So.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if you could – I don't know if you write that down or do anything, but that's up in Canada, bro. You guys are you guys got a first class operation. I've been going there for a long, long time. Rob's a good guy, good friend, and very good place. Yeah, bud.
One of your buddies shot a quill up here this year.
Oh my God, Timmy was going crazy. Well, I was going crazy because I was screaming. Yeah, before you got out to the field, we shot a quill. Yeah. I put it on Instagram. It's been everywhere. Oh my God, I was screaming and everybody had their earplugs in, right? And and Brad said, "I thought somebody got shot." And I said, "What?" He said, "You were screaming your head off." And I was like, "Yeah. I was saying kill the quill. Kill it. Kill it." and they did shoot it. It was a toad, too. That was a big bird. Now, if you guys paid attention to Instagram and photos and stuff last year, it was early October, first week of October, when we shot the four-legged duck, and that's where we shot it. We shot it up at Rob's last year. And
wasn't that the wildest-looking thing?
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe and you guys can search for it if you didn't see the picture, and I could always throw it up whenever because it's on my phone, but – I couldn't believe the amount of people and views that picture had. Remember, we were like in camp, just like staring at the phone going, bro, we just talked like a half an hour ago, and there's another 100,000 views. Like, I wake up the next morning and it's like it's 650,000. I was like, my God. So
just in a couple of days, I think I put it up, there's a million views in just short order.
Right, that's what I said. I can't believe that. So if you're a waterfowler and you even just look at pictures or you got into it or whatever, you're not in it that far. I know you saw that picture because it circulated everywhere. Oh my God! I mean, the guide thought we were playing a joke on him. He was like, who took feet and stuffed it in this other duck. Like, what are you guys doing? And I was like, bro, they're attached. Look at, look at, this isn't coming off. Like, it's right there.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God. Like, he's like, get away from me.
Stopped midair, and the other one piled into him from behind.
It was very weird. Like, I remember taking it. I remember Brad Fenson. Brad's taking the pictures and doing everything. And I remember, like, just we had it on the back of the pickup, and I'm, like, looking at it. I'm, like, going through the feathers, and I'm, like, lifting it up, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like those two legs, like, in the middle, like, they're underneath the skin, and they were dead, though, you know what I mean? But they were still there. It was like a taxidermy project. It was so – yeah, it was like a science project. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my – you know.
Yeah, I got a call or a message. Some dude from the Smithsonian Institute wanted to preserve specimen and do studies on it. It was a unique piece for sure.
Well, don't you remember then there was a bunch of guys then that came on and posted and said that happens a lot in the, like, in the chicken world. You know what I mean? Like chicken farming or whatever the case would be. I don't know that. I didn't know that. So that was all news to me. But, I mean, heck, between me and you and Brad and how many years that the three of us have been, you know, chasing waterfowl, I've never seen anything like that or even heard of anything like that in my life, you know?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, one of a kind. I don't think I'll ever see that again.
No. That's why I said, when is that going to happen? Like, I... Yeah, everybody I told that story to was like, and show them, you know, you got to show them the picture. You can't, it's on my phone. It never comes off. Like, it's like, all you got to do is pull up the picture, and everybody's like, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When's your season open up there in Washington or Oregon?
So we opened up on the, well, when I was up there on the 15th, we opened down here. It's just been kind of a slow go. We haven't had a lot of rain yet, so the storms and everything are just kind of getting started. So, and we haven't had a real push of real birds yet either. So,
well, the other day it was down to like -3 Fahrenheit.
Oh, good.
And water was, you know, all the big waters locked up. There's, you know, a few rivers, of course, that are still holding birds.
Right.
But right now it was above
gone.
Freezing today.
Right.
But the forecast is generally tending downwards this time of year. So, by the 10th of November, it'll be full on winter here, and expect all our birds to be gone.
Well, you'll have to put a coat on then, probably, huh? You'll have to put a coat on, maybe.
Nah, that's in December. We'll put jackets on in December.
Rob Reynolds, Ranchland Outfitters. We're talking to Rob. He's up in Alberta. A kind of Elk Point. He's kind of in the northeast section of Alberta. Almost. I mean, how far? You're only like an hour and a half or so from the Saskatchewan border, right, or something like that, or closer.
Less than that.
Yeah,
like 35 miles.
Yeah, I mean, you're right up there. So you said deer opens up. What? How many guys you got? You got a bunch in camp.
Yeah, it won't be a busy month. I don't take a ton of deer hunters, but
yeah,
it'll be steady the whole way through. And so we got a bunch. We were out checking cameras today, and we got a good bunch of, you know, good bunch of candidates on the hit list. So,
well, that's good.
We're looking forward to a good season.
Well, that's good. I mean, the thing, the thing about gun season is, I stay home, bro. I would wear orange sitting on the couch, probably, is what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets a little Western, but we put all our hunters up in heated, elevated tower blinds, and it's less Western that way. And,
yeah,
you know,
definitely
good
is.
Shot opportunities
it can get Western, though, even from that. So who knows?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Good. Thanks for checking in up here.
All good, buddy. Let me know if you're coming down this way. You always have a spot to come here. I know you're going to hit. You're going to hit what? The ISE show down in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'll be in Sac. I'm going to the NRA show in Nashville.
Oh yeah.
Come check us out.
Yeah, and then you come to SHOT Show and see us at SHOT. We'll be there. That'll be fun.
Living large and at Shots.
There you go. All right, well, good. Hey, have fun.
I hear they got some good food around there in Vegas.
Oh, bro.
We'll have to do dinner one night.
Yeah, we'll go. Whatever you want to go. I don't know what's your favorite, and if Lori comes with you, but whatever your favorite is, we can find it there. There's way too many places to go in Vegas as far as food. So, yeah.
Right on.
All right, awesome.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in.
All right, bud. Hey, have fun with trick-or-treating. Tell the boys I said hi and Lori, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Yeah. Okay. Rob Reynolds, Ranchland Outfitters. Rob's got an incredible place up there. He's lights out. I mean, they do their work. You know, that's one of the things to stress out, you know what I mean, and to stress. You know, you get out of this what you put in. I mean, he's got a ton of spotters on the road. They know what they're doing. They're using their maps. They're using their contacts. They're going at it hardcore all the time. The guides are hardcore. Everybody from top to bottom. The kitchen staff is hardcore. Like, everybody is in. And it's such a cool place and such a great time. And he's just a good friend. He's just a good dude. And that's kind of how we go about this business. You know, you kind of have fun with people that you enjoy being with and hanging out with and shoot some birds and go out, and it's just all about the camaraderie and everything about it. So it's good fun all the way around. If there's any other comments or anything, we're almost close to we started a little late, but I don't have a running clock. What do you got, Bobby? We're at like 45 maybe?
37.
We got time. All right. If anybody's got anything to add or any questions about any products or anything happening, give us a shout. Like I said, lots of new stuff. I know we just added the FA calls to the website. You know, listen, I succumbed to the call deal and said, all right, we'll do some and we'll make some. I didn't want to get into the call side of things. I was in the call side of the business when I worked for Buck and then Fred, and I just didn't want to do. I wanted to be done with calls and just, you know, just not do it. But we did it, and we got some. We actually got really affordable calls that can get it done in the field. I didn't want to be really expensive. I didn't want to be outrageous. I just wanted to, you know, I said, if we're gonna do this, let's do some mid-range calls, like $60. They're made out of a poured plastic, a poured material that hardens up and the elements don't mess with it. It's pretty cool that way. So there's no hold on, Corey. I just saw your email, and I'll get to that in a second here. You know, the thing about it is, the elements don't affect it, so it's not like wood or anything else. It's really a good material. It sounds good. It's not a tinny sound like polycarbonate, so you kind of get a decent sound off of it. And I mean, we just tuned them easy, and it, you know, the best we could. Like, the honker sounds really good. It's got a deep sound. It's got a good crack. The spec call, I think, is probably, as far as everything about it, I think that one is probably the top of the list for me. The duck call, the double reed open bore, because it's just got a little more gas to it. Both of those are probably my favorites. The honker call runs no problem. I had to tune mine a lot heavier because I'm just used to blowing. I grew up blowing Saunders, and I blow real hard. You know, I have Bill's Traffic, and I run that an awful lot. But the FA call is damn good for the price. You know what I mean? So, and the other thing is we got a snow, if you're running electronic or you want to have a backup, you know, we're just trying to get into the market and have some stuff for everybody else. And just try to do what we can. Corey's, threw a question. What's the best way to set up to get snow geese in Oregon and Washington? Man, it depends on what part of the state you're in. Good God. I mean, Bill Saunders. I mean, Bill knows his way around the east side of the state, and that section. And man, you got to fight. you got to fight the spots over there and a lot of the people over there. And then you head north and or northwest in Washington, and you're fighting that whole Skagit Flats and everything there. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, bro, good luck. I mean, it's probably you. I mean, first you got to have the best property. You got to find the X or get a property that they're trading back and forth on. And if you're not on the X and you're in between or wherever you are, you better run a pile of decoys, and you better be hit as best you can. We're starting to get more snows here in Oregon and Washington. You know, you guys in Washington, you get them through that Skagit and the I-5 corridor up there. We're not getting them. They kind of bypass us. They bypass us and go right down to California. And the guys on the east side of the state, like I said, where Bill is and in that slot down Tri-Cities and Kennewick, and they're hovering in that, you know, in that triangle area in between the rivers and what's going on over there. And there's a lot of winter wheat, and there's a lot of, man, there's a lot of circles over there. So, I mean, it's all going to start, Corey, with the property. And then you're going to have to figure it out from there, bro. You're going to have to see if it's, you know, good property. Can you get in between? Can you get underneath them? Can you run some traffic? Can you do, you know, a ton of decoys? What do you got to do? I mean, it's going to be a grind. Like, the snow goose thing is not for everybody. There's no doubt about it. It is a rough one. So I say, good luck. If you got other questions, if you want to email me or do anything, you know, get in touch with me whenever, and I'll try to help you. But it's definitely a numbers game, and it's a property game too, and a where you're at. So that's definitely a tough one. You can, you can run, if you're trying to run numbers, you can go after the whole SOC deal. I mean, we pushed hard to get our SOCs out that were somewhat affordable, as well as set up and take down. You know what I mean? You can push, you could push it down and pop it up with one hand and get it pretty, get it up and down pretty fast, just because you can set up quick and take down quick. I know, you know, when we were trying them out on the spring hunt a couple years ago, we were checking them out and trying to make sure that was the right thing to do, and the spine and the collapsible spine and the whole deal. And after the second day, everybody was like, dude, I'm done picking up these other decoys. I'll just pick up the FA ones, and we're good. So I knew we had something there, and it was working really good. So Corey just plugged in and said, I was told God created snow geese to separate the men from the boys. There's no doubt. And in Missouri, you guys really, really have to you really get separated over there. But it's no different anywhere you chase them. You got to have numbers. Yeah, Corey just threw that back at me. Yeah, Klamath Lake, absolutely. You go down the Klamath and Summer Lake, and you go down to that areas in southern Oregon, absolutely. You're going to get a pile of snows down there. I mean, Summer Lake was building as we were talking 2 weeks ago. I was talking to some youngsters who kind of went down there and were chasing them. And I was like, yeah, you got to wait till about Halloween, check the numbers and see. But it's a, you know, you got to catch them on a windy day and catch them on the right way coming out and try to put as many decoys as you can. There's no doubt. So there's definitely areas, but you gotta pick and choose your battles. I mean, usually on the snows, it's a numbers battle and putting as much out as you can. And like I said, it's still a property game. You got to figure out where they are. And if they don't frustrate you after the first 10 minutes, then you're not doing it right, because I guarantee you that you'll want to pull your hair out. Like, there is one species of waterfowl that frustrates me that I get mad at, and that's definitely the snows. And when I get mad at them, I want to pour the wood to them pretty good. So, hey, so, like I said, this is the podcast, second episode of it, let's call it. You're listening to the Final Approach podcast. I'm Mario, and shout out to the guys that have helped us this year up in Canada and throughout the year doing stuff, and that's the folks at Benelli and everybody there. JJ, my buddy at Federal Ammunition for helping us out. We're they just ship some ammo down to Oklahoma so we can go down there and chase some birds down there. We're doing a ton of stuff with Mossy Oak this year. I've been a Mossy Oak guy for a long time, and man, we just put a lot of backing into them, and they backed us a bunch, and we're doing a bunch of patterns with them on the items. We have some bottomland items. We got obviously some blades items, and if you haven't seen the Eliminator, the original Eliminator in original Shadowgrass, man, I'm telling you, it's as cool as it gets. So you got to check those out. If you haven't, you can hit up the website at fabrand.com, our social media pages, Instagram, Facebook. You can head over to our YouTube channel, which is we got that up. Just look Final Approach up and go there, and we can get you, man, tons of videos on all the products. We're adding as much as I can. And as fast as I can, and getting stuff up there. So hopefully we could have every product up there so you could take a look at it, learn a little bit more about it. Like I said on the calls, we just put the sound files up. So we're going as fast as we can, okay? So big shout-outs to everybody who's helped us. All right, Bobby, I think we're good to go. Appreciate everybody checking in. Talk to Steve down in California. We talked to my buddy Rob up at Ranchland Outfitters up in Alberta. Big shout outs to Rob. If you're heading out trick or treating, be safe. Watch the kids. If you're driving, watch the kids. And just get after them. We'll talk to you guys next week or whenever we get the next podcast up. And if you have any questions or anything, you could always throw us an email at outfitters@fabrand.com. Outfitters with an S, and then at fabrand.com, you could just throw it there, and I could bring that on the next podcast or do whatever we need to do, and we'll get you some questions, get you some answers, and get you some tips. So, all right, appreciate it. Final Approach Podcast, Episode 2 in the books. Appreciate everybody, and enjoy your day and your season. We'll talk to you soon.